Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for today's adventure? Then let's stomp on in.
Topsy's eyes went huge when she ripped open the picnic basket. There was almost nothing inside.
Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm Maggie, and I am so glad you're here. Are you ready for another adventure? Then let's stomp on in.
The sun was a big golden circle, warm on the blanket.
Butterflies twirled. The grass smelled like fresh green apples.
Topsy could hardly sit still. She was wiggling with excitement, tiny stomps, and a big grin.
Rexy brought crunchy leaf crackers.
Lincoln had a jar of squishy berry jam.
Oh, very squishy.
London carried twig cookies, tiny and crunchy. Mama T-Rex packed warm rolls. And Tank, oh, Tank, brought his enormous napkin, folded like a little mountain.
But when Topsy opened the basket, the jam jar was nearly empty. The crackers were in a small pile. The cookies, just a few.
Uh-oh. What would you do if the jam was nearly gone?
Topsy took a breath. Oh, no, she said. What if there isn't enough for everyone?
Lincoln frowned and tapped his tiny claws. Rexy chewed one cracker slowly, thinking.
Mama T-Rex smiled, but her tail gave a small, worried wiggle.
We could share a little of everything, Rexy said.
Tiny sandwiches, Lincoln offered.
We each take one small taste and pass it on.
Tank, still folding his napkin, looked up.
I can wrap my napkin around one crumb and stretch it far, he declared, proud and a little silly.
So they tried it. Rexy broke his crackers into teeny, tiny pieces, like little stepping stones. Lincoln dipped one careful drop of jam and spread it so every bite had a sweet sparkle. Mama T-Rex tore one roll into small pieces and tucked them into everyone's little claws.
They passed plates. They passed smiles.
Then, achoo!
Tank sneezed. His giant napkin popped into the jam jar with a tiny splash. A little smear of jam ended up on his nose. For a beat, everyone froze. Then they all giggled.
Tank wiggled his nose and blushed. But he kept smiling.
Brave smile. Silly smile. The bites were tiny, almost like sharing starlight instead of food. Each little taste felt important.
A robin hopped over. It pecked a crumb and sang. Then another bird came. A squirrel with a tiny nut stopped by. The picnic circle felt fuller, not just because more creatures joined, but because everyone's hearts were warm.
Topsy looked up. It feels like when we all share, even a little becomes enough, she said, eyes shining.
You might remember a story like this. Remember the boy who shared his tiny lunch? He trusted God, and everyone ended up fed.
It wasn't about getting something back. It was about trusting and caring together.
Back on the blanket, the dinos finished with little happy sighs and tiny burps. The sun began to tilt like a sleepy giant.
Topsy rested her head on Mama T-Rex's warm foot. Sharing made today special, she whispered.
Before we tuck this story away, I have a question for you. Have you ever shared something small that made someone else really happy? Maybe a crayon, a hug, or a little snack?
Think about how that felt. Warm? Proud? A little sparkly inside? You can tell your grown-up or your teacher about it later.
Try this tomorrow. Share one small thing and watch how it changes your day. A little kindness is a pebble that makes ripples.
Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine.
Until next time. God bless, little explorer. If you like today's story, subscribe so you won't miss our next picnic or adventure. Thanks for listening.
Today's adventure may be over, but your next one is just beginning. Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. See you next time in the Dino Den!